it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo, and I don't know a whole lot more than he does. We got a guy on the line here that knows everything you could want to know, and then some, about gardening and your yards and all of that. Here's Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery. How you doing, Dwayne?
Hey, Maynard. I'm doing well.
How's that for an intro? Everything you want to know in your one-stop shop.
There you go. Well, I've been doing this for 50 years now. I should know something.
Should have figured out a little bit by now, yeah. So how's it going over there at Heather?
We got 2 inches of rain over here yesterday.
I saw that. A little hail, I understand, too, in some places.
I don't think too much. I don't see any evidence of that.
Yeah, it wasn't real bad, I don't think, but some smaller dime-sized hail reported by Boyd said no real damage, but somebody other direction said there was a little damage. So not like up by Graceville, though, where they had the softball size pretty well beat up some cars and things up there. That wasn't good.
Wouldn't want to get hit in the head with that sucker.
You would not want to. You showed a picture of someone holding one of them after it had been melted for a while, and it was still pretty good size, so not good. Rain, that little shot of rain wasn't bad, though. That helped things out a little bit.
Well, it sure helped the lawns out, because our lawns were starting to go backwards because they're used to all this moisture. So, well, the crabgrass is going to grow now.
and all the other weeds, right?
And the other weeds, so... Our horticulture concern of the week was taking care of your lawns, because if you are planning to do a seeding of your lawn, my suggestion is always to do it around state fair time, and that's not far away. So if you are going to do some weed spraying or Roundup type stuff or going to kill all your grass, it's time to do that so that in the middle to end of August you can do your grass seeding, because you should wait a couple weeks between there. Otherwise, it could affect the germination of your grass seed. So,
all right.
Time to think about that seeding project.
All right, and our plant of the week here, you see it's Reap the Harvest with Sun Sugar Cherry Tomatoes is the plant of the week this week.
Well, I don't have a real big garden this year, but I do plant some Sun Sugar Tomatoes, and it's better than eating candy. If you don't plant Sun Sugar Tomatoes, plant some next year. But they're ripe now, and they're just awesome as a treat or put on salads or whatever. But Sun Sugar is definitely my favorite tomato.
And they're better for you than jelly beans and stuff like that, too.
Well, especially if you're a diabetic, I would.
Right. So, all right, Sun Sugar Tomatoes. They look pretty good just looking at the picture here. I like tomatoes.
Well, Sun Sugars are great, and if you put a little Earth Elements fertilizer on them, and if you do have a garden, I would put some fertilizer on them, because that's when the minerals are getting into those tomatoes, so when you eat them, you get those minerals. So feed your Sun Sugar Tomatoes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, if anybody has any gardening questions, they can call us up over here. Missy's ready at the telephone at 320-598-7301, or you can email them right over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and it'll pop up on the screen in front of me here, and we can get those questions to Dwayne. I do have a couple of questions we got a little ahead of time here, Dwayne, and we might as well get right to it here. One was, let's see here. They have a well-established Starry Night hibiscus. It's getting really large. Can I split it up by digging up the part of the roots, and if so, when's the best time to do this and transplant it?
You know, Starry Night hibiscus is outdoor hibiscus. It's hardy here, and it's really pretty. And what they do is come up in hot weather, so it takes a while for them to get going, but they're starting to bloom now. So I would definitely not move it now. But I talked to this person yesterday, and I would cut it down in the fall, and then next spring divide those roots, and you could divide it, I would say, early spring. Because hibiscus are kind of touchy, so I wouldn't do that perennial till next spring. Other perennials like daylilies and, you know, daisies and that, you can move in the fall, but it's too hot right now, and wait till next spring on that hibiscus.
Well, it's too hot to be working outside anyway, right? better to wait till spring. Good excuse.
There you go.
All right, very good. Another question here. This is kind of interesting. They said they've I see all those ads on TV about those flexible, expandable water hoses being advertised, and they said the older they get, the less they enjoy lugging hoses around. It looked like a good idea. What do you think about those?
I definitely have an opinion.
Well, let's hear it.
My wife, Betty, thought that was a great idea, too. So a number of years ago, she bought one of those, and I swore at it like crazy. It did not work. Okay? Let me tell you, it doesn't work like it works on TV either.
Nothing usually does. But
perfect there. But, you know, they're advertising that one on TV. It's called the Golden Bullet. And I think they've improved it. I mean, looking at it and looking at ratings of it, it gets a very good rating. And I think it's a good idea. But when they first came out, they were hopeless. But I think that Golden Bullet, which is at half price online right now, I think you should try it. I mean, I might even try it because I do a lot of stuff with hoses, and I hate hauling hoses around. But
well, that's one nice thing about hot weather, though. Your hose is laying out there. It's a lot easier to roll up.
Exactly.
Than it is in the early spring or something when it's kind of like all one piece.
Just don't expect it that it's going to roll up all by itself. That does not
work. That does not work. That's right. So I have question for you here that is something that came up on my computer here this morning from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. They always put their August weed of the month, and they didn't have a particular weed this month. They talked about noxious weed disposal, which I hadn't really thought about before, but it says there are several methods of destroying noxious weeds without transporting them to a new site. So it's probably a good point. You pull up all those weeds out of the yard, you know, maybe don't be throwing them someplace else where or even bringing them out to the compost site or something, I suppose, isn't, you know, you can do that, but it still supposed spreads them around. Is there a way to get rid of them or destroy them, recommended?
I wouldn't throw them in the compost bin, you know, definitely. You could throw them in. What I would do is throw them in with the brush so they get burnt up.
Okay.
Seeds still might be still good on some of them, but it'd be good to get rid of them. I wouldn't compost it, and knock the dirt off and throw them with the brush pile out there.
Okay, pull them out and throw in the brush pile.
Yep.
Yep, but if you haven't been out to the compost site before, it's kind of a handy spot there for city residents. I know they have one in Madison on East Highway 40, just on the edge of town. And Dawson have one over there, or some of the other communities?
Yes. They have a big a compost place and places to throw your, you know, your garbage type thing, and the places to put your branches and that type of stuff. So,
okay. Where's the Dawson one located?
It's south of town on the dump ground road.
The dump ground road. Okay.
If you go out to Crossroads Church, it takes right there, and it's about 3/4 of a mile down on the right hand side.
Okay, very good.
Hey, Maynard, do you remember the saying, if the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence? Here, I wrote this a number of years ago to finish that statement out, and I just found it this morning.
Okay, what did you have down?
If the grass looks greener on the other side, stop staring, stop comparing, and start working on your grass, like fertilizing, spraying, and mowing. And then you can stay on your side of the fence.
There you go. Good point.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you about something that I thought was kind of interesting. I looked it up, and what I found the definition of it for was a fairy ring, and I'm not sure that's exactly what it was, but in my yard and going even in the neighbor's yard, there's a couple of like semi-circles of darker grass or something. What's that all about?
It's a fairy ring. It's a fungus type problem.
Okay.
There's a fungus there, and there's really not much you can do, but the fairy ring kind of moves. It'll like gradually go out into like the cement and it'll go away, or else fertilize that area around there so your other grass is a little greener so you don't notice that.
Okay, because they had a couple of them out there.
It's a fungus problem. The other thing that's from all this moisture and stuff, there's a lot of lawns that are turning yellow, brown. And if you go look at it, the stem of the grass is turning yellow and has brown spots on it. That's called rust, and that's a fungus problem, too. And it wouldn't hurt to spray a fungicide on that to stop that, or else that can ruin your lawn real quick.
And you probably have something over at the store that can help them out.
Yeah, we've gathered some of that stuff over the last 50 years, so we know how to solve that problem.
And you got Trimec.
We got Trimec. We got, if you have the real tough weeds to do, you know, we have that weed-free zone to kill that creeping Charlie and clover. So, yep, we can help you with that. And you know what? We're not far away from that grass season. And on my gravestone, Maynard, it's going to say, before you go to the state fair, work on your lawn.
Okay, now it's time to start thinking about it. Hard to believe the state fair is as close as it is. That's not that far away.
Probably like 21 days away or something.
I know. And then, of course, the Lackmoral County Fair right after that. You're going to be out there again this year?
Yep, we're going to have a booth, and we're going to do something a little bit different. In our booth, we're going to let people plant up like fall planters. So we'll have different plants out there, and if you want to plant up a planter, there'll be a charge for that. But if you want to make your own planter instead of having Dwayne's planters, I don't know exactly what day we'll be doing that, but we'll have tables out there and plants and have a little demonstration. So I think that'll be fun.
How about veggie races? Are they going to be doing that again this year, I assume?
Doing that, and they've asked me to call it again.
So all right. You do a good job. You know your vegetables, so that's you're a good man for the job.
There you go.
I did it once, and I didn't know what I was talking about, so...
I enjoy doing that, and the fair is good, and last year was exceptional, being, you know, was it 150 years?
Yeah, 150, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was quite the fair.
The only one better than that is going to be the 151st fair.
That's right. It's going to be hard to top last year, but knowing the fair board, they'll come up with something.
Yeah, the Lackparl County Fair is awesome, and a lot of people come home for that, and it's fun seeing everybody. And we'll have a booth on the north end of the horticulture building there, and where we've always been. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
Doing any of the other fairs?
I'm not. I think Heather's doing a couple fairs, but I'm going to be at the Lackparl County Fair.
Okay. There's Chippewa, of course, going on right now, and it's definitely a fair time of the year.
Yep, and you know, people that have grown vegetables and flowers and, you know, exhibit, because it's great to go to the fair. I think that's one of the main attractions of the fair, is to go and see all people have done. And I enjoy going and seeing the flowers and the gardens and everybody's hobbies. So
yeah,
please exhibit at the fair.
Just kind of fun just to see how big some of that stuff gets.
Yeah, and how beautiful some of those things are.
So that's right.
Fun. And it was a great turnout up at Hortnight up in Morris. That was well attended, and that was I always enjoy that.
Yeah, just last week there, wasn't it? So, yep.
The 25th of July.
Very good, and that's an annual event, so maybe put that on your calendar for next year. They usually advertise that pretty far ahead of time. So, well, Dwayne, we're getting close to the end there. Why don't you give us your hours and locations there?
Well, we're located in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and each location has a little different hours, but here in Dawson, we're open from 8 to 5. And on Saturdays till noon. I unfortunately won't be open this Saturday because I'm going to a basketball tournament for a grandson, so we'll be closed this Saturday in Dawson. But check us out. If you have questions, don't be afraid to give us a call. And we've been busy doing landscaping and flowers, so glad to be serving rural America.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. And if they want to see some of your landscaping work, just check out the dental clinic. You're just working on that over there. That's looking pretty good across the street here. So,
yep, we were at the dental clinic. We just got done with Rick Gale's house. We're working at Matt and Kurt Loopke's over in Dawson right now. So then we're going to do a big project at Midwest Bank in Montevideo. So
yeah, you did a little work on mine there last 2 years ago, maybe. That's still looking good. Yep. And over by my house there. Then, of course, their guys trimmed up our little plaza out here by the radio station. They're looking pretty good, too, so check it out.
So, you know, when I got married, Maynard?
Yeah.
On my wedding day, my father-in-law, who's from St. Paul, said, hey, what are you going to do when you get everybody's landscaping done out there in rural America? And I said, well, you know, I'll do it again.
Yep. That's right. Time to do it again. Well, Dwayne, we've got to run here, but you have a great week. We'll talk again on the gardening show again next week.
You have a great day, Maynard, and everybody else.